We're caught in a trap. I can't walk out because I love you too much, baby. Why can't you see?
Good morning, 740 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Sheriff Chip Simmons, Escambia Sheriff Chip Simmons, who has built an entire career developing credibility and capability and law enforcement skills and reputation. And then he meets me on the radio, and you never know.
You chip away at it daily. Yeah.
You never know what's going to happen.
Oh, I put myself through this sometimes.
And well, there's a reason for my comment. We'll talk about it later. The dread I know will build. Let's talk about there was a couple of serious things that happened last week, as often. The shooting at the Valero gas station across from IP on 29. Was it Sunday? Is that when this happened?
That was Saturday night.
Saturday night. Okay.
Well, that's it. We get a call that there was a shooting at the, I think Black Diamond is the name of the club up there. We actually find someone across the street at the gas station there. Individual claims to have been shot in the thigh.
Okay.
In the thigh bone. But investigation looks like it may well have been a self-inflicted injury because we have there's no shell casings. There's no validity to what he's saying. There's no witnesses to it. But we're looking at it, investigating it just in case. But based upon the evidence that we see right now, we're not so sure that he was shot by someone else.
Okay. I don't know this club, the Black Diamond. Is a dance hall, bar, or something?
I think it's a bar.
Okay. So was he inside when it happened or on the premises, or we don't really know?
Yeah, well, no, the information we're getting from
very
him is sketchy at
okay.
best.
Okay.
We found him across the street with a gunshot wound to the leg.
I got it.
And obviously called an ambulance and they took him to the hospital.
And, you know, it may be worth saying only because I'm emphatic about teaching people the gun laws, as you know. We've talked about this so many times. It is illegal to carry a gun into a bar.
It's also illegal to have a gun if you're a convicted felon.
Oh, there's that also.
So.
Yeah. And he is?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. So double whammy.
Yeah. If in fact, he was in possession of a firearm.
Right, right. If it was self-inflicted,
right. If, in fact, it was
right.
an accidental discharge, he could be in big trouble.
Okay. All right. Cody Gaines, this was body cam video that you guys released of a chase. What happened here?
Well, we had a guy, Cody Gaines, was wanted for domestic violence, strangulation, domestic violence, false imprisonment, and depriving an individual of their communication. So I think he took someone's phone. And so we knew we had warrants, felony, rather serious felony warrants on him. So our warrant section had been looking for him for a while, and they had information he was inside a vehicle. Well, the vehicle was on Davis Highway around the interstate, and our deputies decided that they would try at that point to take him down, to arrest him.
Busy area.
It was.
Very.
But we had information that he kind of knew we were behind him, and we thought that he was going to run. Sure enough, as we get close to him, he gets out of the car and takes off from the car. He's not the driver of the car, mind you, but he gets out of the car, and then he runs over the small median, little concrete median, dodges one car but does not dodge the second car, gets clipped by that car, and loses the
unrelated civilian car, not you guys.
People,
right?
Honest people doing their own driving around.
Yeah.
He gets hit by this car again, loses his shoes, but continues to run, jumps a fence into a retention pond, marshy, swampy type area. We obviously had a number of deputies in the area. We had some canines, did some searching, ultimately found him, with just his face above the water, ended up, fishing him out literally from the pond.
Okay. All right. And did you recover the shoes?
I don't know.
I'm still stuck on he got clipped by a car and knocked out of his shoes.
Yeah.
And so, then after that runs into the marshy retention pond over the fence and gets fished out by the canines.
Yeah. The reason we put the video out is because, first, I'm proud of the actions of the deputies.
Absolutely.
Always catching these people. I think it's important to note that this guy had warrants on him, and our deputies, whether they're out and in uniform patrol, entering calls for service, whether in narcotics, taking down major drug houses, or our warrant section continuously looking for felons on the street, I think it's good for the citizens of Escambia County to know exactly what they're paying for.
Absolutely. I was talking with Michael Kimbrell, the director of the Washburn Center over there on Murphy Lane off of Highway 29. the other day on Friday. He was on for the rep, and he was talking about, I was asking him, you know, has there been an improvement in the situation over there with the neighbors complaining after Beggs Lane got cleared out? A lot of the homeless folks moved up there. And he had said that you guys had positioned a nuisance van, not the undercover van. This is the big old, hey, this is a sheriff's van. There's cameras. We're watching for behavior. And he seemed to be of the opinion that, on the one hand, some of the residents liked that. I assume it was a response to a resident request.
Right. Oh, absolutely.
Okay. But he said that it sort of sends a signal of criminalizing all of the homeless. You know, it doesn't seem to make much effect. He's watched people do drug deals right in front of the van. The nuisance van on Murphy Lane, again, from a citizen, but value, how long is it going to be there? What are you trying to accomplish? Maybe kind of explain.
Well, I mean, it's easy to complain about things. Mm-hmm. I will tell you that we got a number of complaints from people that live in that area, that in the businesses around that area, that there was criminal activity taking place, whether it's drug deals, destruction of property, just completely trashing the place.
Yeah.
These are the complaints that we get up practically a daily basis. And so there are times we have certain things that we do. We send our community services people out there. And oftentimes we have to see the event take place. Mm-hmm. These are misdemeanor crimes. But one of our enforcement efforts is to put these vans up. Sometimes we can put cameras up that are the large mobile cameras. In this case, we use the what we call the surveillance platform, which is a van that is not secretive at all. It's listed on there. We want people to know it's parked legally where anyone could be parked. And we just wanted people to understand that if you decide to commit a crime, we may be watching you in a public area, in a public roadway. Why you'd be concerned about that, unless you're a criminal, I really don't know.
Do you know yet if there's been any arrests, cases made, anything that you've gotten from the surveillance to be able to actually take enforcement action?
No, we haven't made any arrests based upon that van there. I think it's most of the trouble, quite honestly, is when the Washburn Center closes, which is ironic in itself, that it closes and it causes people to hang out and congregate just outside the doors.
Right.
And then people complain that we get complaints on these individuals. I don't know, not sure what's going on there inside the center, but I'm assuming that they're trying.
Yeah, and look, we've talked about this before, but I'm very sympathetic to the neighbors' concerns that, you know, I wouldn't want that to be on my street all the time. But at the same time, you know, people milling about on a street is not in and of itself illegal. It's if other activity is going on or if they deface property or, you know, just being there is not illegal. It's other things that might happen that become criminal acts, right?
Listen, we have more important things to do than concern ourselves with people camping on the sidewalk. So our hope is that they just stop. You know, that they seek the assistance that's available to them right here in Escambia County, whether it's at that center or anywhere else, and that they find a resolution, you know, if they're looking for one.
You know, I talked with Sheriff Bob Johnson yesterday about this, but I know you also know, or at least I assume you also know, former Osceola County Sheriff Marcos Lopez, who's been suspended by Governor DeSantis for being involved in a racketeering and gambling ring. Come as a big surprise, I assume?
It was a surprise, yeah. I mean, we weren't best friends. He was elected the same year I was elected, and so we went to what they call New Sheriff School.
Okay.
In Tallahassee, so you know, we knew each other. We weren't buds or anything. So it was a surprise. I guess the details itself was shocking, just how stupid you could be. You know, we take this job very serious. You swear an oath, and I it just beyond me how you can do this. You can take that trust, and you basically destroy the credibility of your position, yourself, your family, for what good? You know,
a few bucks, whatever.
Reading some of the details, pretty not well thought out type of a crime. A lot of money involved, and just some stupid moves.
And you wind up besmirching the reputation of not just all law enforcement, but all sheriffs across the state, because you know You tend to think, well, okay, if it's a domestic case, well, deputies are people too, okay?
Right.
You know, but to be involved in a legitimate, illegitimate criminal exercise, you know, activity, You think, what in the...
Well, yeah, I mean, imagine the agency now. Every time they go answer a call now, someone's going to look at them with that you know, suspicious eye. Were you involved in this thing
right.
that your sheriff was involved in?
Right.
Even I think, well, how many more people were involved in this thing? That's right. a normal thing to question. And I think you should be, honestly, you're the sheriff. The people have voted you in. Mm-hmm. You owe it to them to set a good example.
And then, you know, you got to deal with the snarky citizens. I mean, if you're a good cop, which most of them I'm sure are, you got to deal with snarky citizens who might wear shirts that say, I don't even play bingo, you know. And I mean, like,
You make a difficult job even more difficult by the actions that you take. But I do have a little bit of a – so back in the 80s, I was a high school student at Pine Forest High School, and one of my friends
– and football star.
Perhaps. And so I decided to be a career in law enforcement here locally, and a friend of mine decided to join the Florida Highway Patrol.
Okay.
And so we're both in the same graduating class, and we're all talking to each other about which one's better and which one's worse. Fast forward 40-some-odd years, I'm the sheriff of Escambia County, and that friend of mine is now the interim sheriff of Osceola County.
Really?
Yeah, so Chris Blackman is now the interim sheriff in Osceola County. Obviously, the governor appointed him to take I won't even say his name anymore, but the former sheriff's name. So I think it's kind of a unique little story.
So unlike the former sheriff, you do know this one pretty good.
I do know this one, yeah. Well, he played baseball. He was on a baseball, pretty good baseball player, actually, and I played the football.
Hey, I wanted to ask you, obviously because we're watching these riots in L.A., protests in L.A., depending on what's going on, it's one or the other. And I'm just kind of curious from a law enforcement perspective. I've never quite had to deal with that recently. We did have some of the race issues back in the day, you know, what, 40 years ago. But we haven't had to deal with anything quite like that here recently in Escambia County. George Floyd protests were very peaceful by comparison. Good law enforcement. But what are the rules when they throw flashbangs at cops or when they throw rocks at cops? You know, not lethal, but dangerous. You know,
it's a crime. You cannot throw something, whether it hits them or not, it's assault or it's battery. It's aggravated assault. It could be a deadly missile. It could be anything like that. It could be as simple as resisting an officer. Mm-hmm. When they tell you to get out of the road, you can't block a roadway. So these are crimes. So the law enforcement agency themselves need to be prepared to take action. I'm not a fan of just taking it. You're not going to block a roadway here in Escambia County while I'm the sheriff. We'll do whatever we can to remove you. But again, peaceful protests are fine. You can be on a sidewalk. You can request food. You can request money, or you can protest your government or your law enforcement or ISO, whoever you want to protest. But you cross the line whenever you assault or you batter a law enforcement officer.
How would the presence of National Guard or of regular military like Marines, how would that complicate a situation like that for you from a law enforcement perspective?
I guess it'll depend on whether you need them or not. If you need them, it might not complicate it at all. You'd be thankful for that. But usually there's some coordination where the law enforcement officers would make arrests. The National Guard doesn't typically make arrests. So you just need them for the backup so that people can't get around you, can't surround you. Because if you watch some of the video, there's a method for making arrests. You isolate people in the crowd, the agitators typically, or the ones that you see throwing or committing the crimes. And then you go forward and you arrest those individuals. Typically, it kind of quells it. And if not, then obviously you rely on the assistance of whoever's assisting. And here in the state of Florida, we have a pretty good relationship with other law enforcement agencies. They can come and help us if we need to. We have Highway Patrol that can come and help if we need them. But we have a field force team. We have a SWAT team. We have the deputies that are on the street.
And the law changed a couple of years ago, right, to allow a more enhanced response to organized protests if they become violent, right?
Yeah, but we were always prepared to clear the streets if need be, and to protect ourselves if need be, and to protect property. Because what you're seeing over there in L.A. is looting and assault on law enforcement officers. It's chaos. And the only way to stop chaos is to stop chaos and to do it sometimes with force, sometimes just with a heavy hand if needed.
Right. Now, a very good I was going to end on something that's kind of fun, but I feel like it's – well, now we have to, I suppose. I want to reveal a secret.
So he mentions it, so he can say, you mentioned it.
I want to reveal a cop secret. Can we reveal a cop secret?
I don't know if it's a secret, but you can go ahead, Andrew.
Your buttons are fake.
Okay. So So everyone's thinking, how in the world? Yes, the shirt, the uniform shirt that I wear and that our deputies wear, has a zipper so that you can
under the buttons,
your,
under what look like buttons,
bulletproof vest and such. Yeah,
yeah. So it's very easy to add or remove if you need to, or to deal with the problem. Right? Easy to get in and out of the shirt if you have to.
If you're Clark Kent, yes.
Well, I mean, if you, like you said, bulletproof vest, if you got to put one on.
You can adjust the straps inside the vest, and sometimes you put, we put paperwork in there. We do a number of different things. But yes, I didn't take the time this morning to button each button. No,
so it's a zipper button-down shirt.
It's a uniform.
I feel like I discovered a whole new world of secrets about law enforcement today.
Well, I can't say that everyone wears the ones with the zippers on. It's been 10, 12 years or so that we've had these things.
My whole world has changed.
Yeah, you're going to get one. You want to get a shirt now with a zipper on it. Yeah.
I don't ever wear button-down shirts, but if I have to, I definitely want one that's a zipper up.
We're hiring in.
I may not be able to pass a physical. Sheriff Chip Simmons, as always, sir, a pleasure. And 40 years in law enforcement when it comes to this. Thank you so much, sir. Appreciate it.
You take care.